my intention was not to speak tonight since I'm a bit sick. Sinus. So tonight a snot nose is speaking to you. Thinking back about the powerful presentation of the FSC, sorry, of the Primal Respiratory Three people during service, expressing their vision and inspiration about courage, I spoke there too, and I spoke about greatness and embracing your greatness and also stepping in your greatness. In the service prep, we spoke also a lot about the shadow side. Yeah, what is the shadow side of greatness? Feeling great. And it feels good when we step in our greatness, when we are inspired, inspirited, and spirit moved through us. It feels good to our mental, emotional, and physical body. And that's good. You know, we should enjoy life, especially in the spiritual path we are walking. But to prevent the shadow side of spiritual greatness, because spirituality has often the tendency of this person is more spiritual than I am. Big misunderstandings in that field. So an experience about stepping into greatness, which came to me, is that when you really step in your greatness, it humbles you. Not that you get small, not that you lose courage. Oh no. You do what's needed to be done. But when greatness humbles you, it's almost that feeling, a test case, that it's not too much connected with wanting to be great. Yeah, it's beyond the personality. And still, the beautiful personality is the vessel for what's being expressed. In the whole field of the shadow side, when we have that tendency to wanting to be great, there's an aspect that is most important in all shadow fields, in fact, that we meet in ourselves, and that's forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very powerful quality, a very powerful blessing energy. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about forgiveness, because forgiveness has also, as I just mentioned, the light side and the shadow side. I did forgive my parents already, but I'm still in terrible pain. How does that work? Yeah. Was that forgiveness? No, that was one step that was not taken. That was the forgiveness of self. I forgave myself. But the next moment I slash out from the same source of primal wound. So, indeed, forgiveness is a choice. It's a powerful choice. It's putting your stake in the ground and say, I want to forgive. But is forgiveness coming from self-will? In my experience, also in the work I do with many people and in my own life, I see forgiveness as a result of a process. It's a process of deep understanding of self or of the other person. And then full acceptance. Not acceptance without discernment, not acceptance by going in the old pattern and moving, keep moving with it. No, no. But it's deep acceptance and embracing what's there in the chalice of our being, where we can let it be and percolate and see what it has to tell. And in that deep acceptance, something transforms. It's being with it and allowing something to happen. And at the same time, that allowing is not without will and decisiveness. No, no. But it's, in fact, doing without doing. Doing, like the Sufi says, we have to do and we are not allowed to do. It's that paradox. And when we let that process happen, forgiveness comes as a result. I saw that with many people. Then something happens like, and light comes in and love. And everything opens up. So to me, forgiveness is a quality like grace. Grace, you can't make it with the self-active mind or with your will. Yes, they are all involved in the process. But it's the result of a process. And in that way is forgiveness, grace, beauty. We can forgive others, we can forgive ourselves. And like we spoke about that in the service prep, Anna expressed that in a beautiful way. It's coming from a level of oneness, in fact. Forgiveness is connected almost a state of conscious being, like love. Is love, first I have to learn to love myself and then I can love you, or I love you, or I love myself, or is love a state of being? To me, forgiveness is something in that field, in that area. It has to do with being, very much like being, and allowing something to happen as a result of a conscious process, which is also very decisive. Yeah, it's not without human will. And in that way, forgiveness comes as a gift and a result of a process. Forgiveness to self, forgiveness to others, is in that way one thing. It's the law of reciprocity, which tells that what I do to you, you do to me. That's how the Hawaiian guy, I lost his name, but who does the Ho'oponopono, he worked with psychiatric clients, and he only worked with the files. And he did the process of, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, I thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, I thank you. Being conscious while he did that there may be some connections between his state of being, with his life, and the life of this psychiatric clients. What the connection is, he didn't know, but he realized it's all connected in the law of reciprocity. And that work did lead to big results, which is, we call that magic or miracle, but it's the law of interconnection, of reciprocity in the world, beyond the external factors, but in the same time, guiding and being causal to external factors. So, forgiveness. Please forgive me, Jane. Please forgive me. It's time. Jane, forgive me with that gesture. Okay.